Well, we're roughly looking at T-minus 1 hour and 19 minutes. It's the shuttle Endeavour's countdown clock right now, which about an hour from now, or a little over an hour from now, is scheduled to begin a launch. Big day for Commander March Kelly in more than one way. His wife, Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords, is attending the launch. The launch has been delayed a number of times. Our partner, the BBC, is in attendance at the Cape. They've sent correspondent Andy Gallagher to watch Endeavour launch, and we'll know if this mission goes forward in an hour and 15 minutes or so. Andy Gallagher, where do we stand now?
Well, things are looking fairly good. There is a bit of cloud over launch pad 39B, where the Endeavour is sitting at the moment. But we've got an hour or so. That may well clear. Technically, everything's fine. This is the, as 2 weeks ago they tried to launch Endeavour, there was a problem with the heater. All that's been fixed. So at the moment, as they say here at NASA, it's a green for go.
And are there holds built into the countdown between now and the launch time where things could be delayed further?
Well, there are. I'm looking at the countdown clock now. It's exactly 24 minutes. It gets to that point. They check again, then they start another countdown. Of course, this can be stopped right up until the last minute, as happened 2 weeks ago and as has happened in the past when I've been here for previous launches. But at the moment, it all looks good. There are about 500,000 people on bridges, roads and beaches all across the space coast. I think there's a real sense amongst the American people, you know, that this is all drawing to a close. This is, of course, the second to last launch, Endeavour's final mission. Once Endeavour comes back after a 16-day mission, it will be sent to a museum in California. That will leave Atlantis as the only operating shuttlecraft.
There's a real dual drama here, Andy Gallagher, BBC correspondent covering the Endeavour launch. Number one, you've just mentioned the fact this is the second to last space shuttle launch. But the second drama is, of course, the presence of Gabrielle Giffords, who's there to watch, who has her own sort of press access and people speaking for her. What's that like?
Well, we don't know where she is. She's kind of hidden away in some kind of VIP area. Obviously, she was here 2 weeks ago after being given an all clear by her doctors. She flew in from Arizona. She is here once again to watch her husband, Mark Kelly, who will be the commander of this mission. Apparently, he's taking a wedding ring into space to bring back to give to his wife when he gets back. It really adds a sense of emotion to an already emotional occasion. You know, this is a 30-year shuttle program drawing to a close. This is Endeavour's final mission. Mark Kelly's flown this before in 2001 on his first ever time in a space shuttle, and this will be his final time. So there are lots of historic, momentous things happening if the launch goes ahead. 500,000 people here. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, after making an amazing recovery, also here to watch that launch. And a real sense that something historic is drawing steadily to a close. Atlantis will launch probably now in July once this 16-day mission is over.
That last flight for Mark Kelly was back when he was a single guy. Now it's a very different situation. What is the actual mission itself before we go, Andy Gallagher?
Well, the mission is a 16-day mission, once again taking up equipment to the International Space Station. They're also taking up a spectrometer that looks for dark matter in the universe, that thing that created the universe, to give scientists more of an answer. The single most expensive scientific experiment ever taken up into space by the space shuttle program.
Among the many milestones today on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral, Endeavour set to launch 1 hour and about 15 minutes from now. That was Andy Gallagher, BBC correspondent, covering the launch. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.